She's the talk of the town. You wanna be around to hear what Marge will say. What's going on in our hometown? What's the buzz today? She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give Marge a cheer. Marge Hazelnut. She's a sharpie. Marge wants to see in at its best. So tune in right here and give her a cheer. Marge Hazelnut.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a getaway Friday morning, Friday, July 27th, last Friday in July. Can you believe it? It's the talk of the town with Marge Hazelnut. Marge, how are things going on this Friday?
Well, I believe they're going along pretty well. I talked to Nan. She's got company from Georgia, so she has a house full of company, and they're mostly relatives. And so she said, do you want to come over and meet them? And I just don't have time to go running around. I said, I don't think I'll be able to do it this time, but maybe next time. But anyway, I'm glad she's doing well, and her husband seems to be just about the same. So we're hoping that she gets back as soon as possible, but she has her hands full right now. So that's the news from Nan. She tells everybody that she's happy and that she's, you know, trying to work through everything and make life comfortable for Ralph.
She'll get there.
She'll get there. She's a wonderful person anyway, so she'll manage to do it.
Yeah.
She's strong.
So she'll be back, and we'll all be happy about that. Now, one thing I guess we could talk about today on the program, Marge, is, there's a lot of things going on in Marion these days. It seems like we have some kind of event going on every night. Do you like this? Do you like that we're an active community? I think it's a great thing.
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think it's nice that people are doing things and people are out there and people are having a good time. And it's a lot of fun. And we just talked to Billy Peck on the program 10 minutes ago from LaRue, Ohio. Ended
yes.
up in New York now, an actor, working actor on Gotham. And he'll be on The Proposal on ABC next week, so I hope people watch for him on that particular television series. People can come out of Marion and do well.
That's true. We produce a lot of great people.
Or if you want to stay here, that's fine too.
Right, right.
And do what you want to do.
Right. We don't have to go to the big city.
No, I mean, I think
we can bring it here.
That's right. You bring a little bit back home. I think everybody has to make their own decisions.
Right.
But I thought one thing Billy talked about that was very interesting was sacrifice. How sometimes you have to sacrifice your personal life for your career. Now,
correct.
That can happen not only in the big city. That can happen anywhere.
And sometimes we make the wrong choices because we think that's going to be, you know, really we glorify it in our mind that that's going to be a better fit for us. And sometimes it's the wrong one. And I know myself, when I look back on my life, I've had a good life. But I think of some big mistakes that I did make by doing some things in education and I wish I had not done. I really could have done much better for myself had I done some of the lesser things. But that's over the water. I'm here, I'm happy, and I love Marion. And I love Marion as a kid. And I don't know why, I guess because we went to the Huber tractor place all the time, and I did visit my tractor, and it brought tears to my eyes because I had a wonderful time with that tractor. And it's a part of me. And when I think about it, I get kind of, you know, teary but I can't help it because it brings back wonderful memories of my grandfather, who was my idol, and my dad. So I lean towards liking men much, much better than I do my own sex. I just think that they have great minds. I like talking to men. I really do. Their minds are different than a lot of women's. You know, I think they think a little bit before they speak.
Do you think society has changed?
Oh, my, yes. Oh, my, yes.
Yeah. What has happened?
I don't know what happened. Somewhere along the line, I got lost. Yeah. I don't know, in the muddle with all this stuff. I don't know. But I think back, and teaching fourth grade was probably one of the best things I ever did in my life, something that I could have done for all my life. I really loved those children. And they're really cute at that age. They want to learn. They want to have people love them. And they're just a great age to work with. And I could have stayed in that fourth grade all the time. That probably was my level of comprehension. I don't know. But I did enjoy it. Yeah. I enjoy everything I do or I don't do it.
Right. Well, it's, you have to look at it that way. Mm-hmm. You have to enjoy what you're doing. You cannot go through life hating what you do. If you do, you go early.
Right, I think so.
Or you're unhappy, and that's right. No fun either.
No, I have always been pretty happy. If I didn't like a particular person, they never knew it. But and I'm sure there has been some people that have not cared for me any too much either. But I do think that there's some selfishness that goes on with people. Instead of trying to make life better for them, sometimes people make their life worse. And I'm thinking of, I because I'm old, I keep thinking, well, one of these days somebody's going to see me do something that's a little bit out of order maybe, and you never know where you're going to end up. And so you want to be careful. You know, you're not the master of everyone's life when you take care of the elderly. We have a thought process going on. Maybe it's not like what yours is, but, you know, we've had some years and experience.
Absolutely. And I think, do you think people pay attention and listen to the experience that older people have?
Some people do and some people don't. I fortunately am, I feel like I'm still needed and wanted, but there are a lot of people that sit in a chair and do nothing all day but just sit there and rock. And when this TV, and I'm going to get off onto that, because I have a hard time with it. And if I have a hard time, and I'm still out here walking around and doing things in this community, but you can't even get the channel you want. I have one channel I can get because I can't click and get it, the channels to move. And I don't know what I do wrong, but I can't do it.
Well, what the cable company, they switched over to digital, and it caused a lot of consternation with people. And it still hasn't been straightened out.
No, no. I get one channel, as I told you. I can't seem to be able to move it. I don't know what I do wrong. I click and nothing happens. So I don't know if it's the materials or, you know, the equipment they gave me or what. But I'm going to have to go back over and give them a fair chance to try to correct this thing. But I didn't ask for it. I was perfectly happy with what I had. And I didn't think they made a choice for me. I didn't make the choice.
I think they made a choice for a lot of people.
And I don't like it. I didn't ask for it. You know, it just annoys me. I like to watch lots of different things in an evening. But now I'm kind of saddled with one channel. Even if I don't like what I see on there, either I turn it off or go read a book or do something.
Yeah. It's a very interesting thing, and I don't know what has... There's a change underway. Now, we all have to adapt to change. That's just the way life is. The only thing that stays the same is change.
Yes.
Is that there's always change. But sometimes it is difficult. It's a little rough.
Right.
And I don't know what you do about that.
No.
Psychologically, what do you think it does to people?
I think it messes our minds up. You know, I feel like sometimes everybody is telling me what to do. I can't tell myself what to do. And I don't like somebody telling me what to do all the time. I don't mind taking criticism. I don't mind having people make suggestions. But it's all the time they're right, you're wrong. And I don't think that's fair to the elderly. And I see some of these poor people, they're just like lost souls. And I had one little man come up and said, do you like this change with the TV? And I said, no, I don't. And he said, well, everybody thinks I'm crazy. I said, no, you're not. You know, I know we don't adapt to change as well as you young people do. I have a lot of other things to think about, so I don't get so, you know, ridden to the point that I can't change and do something else. But I think it's a shame when we make decisions for the elderly, and I'm afraid that's what's going to happen to me.
Hmm. Well, you know, there are other cultures, Japan, China, that put the elderly on a pedestal. We have a problem with that for some reason.
I thought, yeah, get rid of us. Put us in a box someplace and take the thing down and dust the shelf off and put the box back up. I don't know what to tell you on that. I just feel sometimes like, you know, we're just second-class citizens. We served our purpose, threw us away. And maybe I'm wrong in my thinking. I don't know. But I do think that we should listen to the elderly.
Well, you know, there's the World War II generation is passing away at a great number.
Oh, yeah.
And those stories, once they're gone, they're gone.
Right. Now what do you think about them trying to identify the remains and bringing them, you know, the bodies back over here?
Well, I think that's good. I mean, people, I think, would like a burial for their mm-hmm. family members. I think that's a good thing.
I do, too.
You know, I think.
But I wonder how they're going to identify them.
I don't know. I don't know if DNA will be able to do that.
That's why I've been wondering about how you think and what other people think about how that's going to be done. I haven't heard an explanation yet.
No, I would just think DNA. It's going to take a lot of work,
yes.
I would think, unless they know who they are. And I don't know if the regime overseas mm-hmm. does know who they are.
Right. And we don't even know what is in the box, if there is anything in there. We don't know.
No, but maybe it'll bring some peace to some of the families.
Right.
And if that happens, that's good.
Good, yes.
You know, I do know that when there's not a body, the family, that's tough.
Yes.
That's tough.
But even sometimes when you bring the body back, you're not real sure that it's that person. My brother-in-law, my brother-in-law, I'm not real sure. My dad and I went over and identified the body, but we both agreed we didn't know.
Didn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm. It looked like him.
It did look like him.
But, you know, a lot of people look like others.
Yeah. Well, you don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. I don't. Oh, it's such a hard thing. I'll say
correct.
That. It's a very difficult, hard thing.
Right.
What do you make? Last week, it was our trivia question that Florence Harding didn't wear her ring.
I got a big kick out of it. I didn't think about her not going shopping either for groceries and things. You know, I go to the grocery store just to look around to see what's going on. You know, you meet a lot of people there.
You do.
You know,
you do.
It's a fun thing. I like going shopping, and whether I buy anything or don't buy anything, but I enjoy going and looking around and seeing things. And I didn't go to this one particular store because it's really out of my way. And I have no reason to go out that far. But I'm going to change my mind on that because I went in there and found the stuff that I really wanted for my table. And then Penny kind of changed my mind. She decided to buy me a pineapple tablecloth in plastic. It's really beautiful. But then it made me have to buy what? Pineapple. And I have beautiful pineapple things that I purchased. And I've gotten them in different stores. Found the cutest little cups with little pineapple thing. It's really pretty. But I had bought some mugs from another company. So now I've got all this stuff now around my house. And I don't need any more stuff. But I still buy this stuff.
Well, you know, I saw people buying this week pineapple cores. What do you do with a pineapple core?
I don't know.
It looks like a pineapple.
Yeah,
but
they
it's
eat it, don't they? Suck it or something?
They must. I don't know what they do.
I don't know either.
But I
see them in the grocery.
I've seen a lot of people this week buying pineapple cores. Now, I don't know if you eat a pineapple core or if it's something you cook with. Like, do you boil it with a ham or?
Know. I'm not a pineapple eater, so.
But
don't
people
know.
Put pineapple on their ham?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does anybody know what goes on with a pineapple core? Let us know, 740-383-9944. What would you do with a pineapple core?
You might be able to freeze it, put it in a drink.
Oh, so it might be for flavoring.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Now, what is a good pineapple drink? I've never really had... I mean, there's pineapple juice, but what would a pineapple core be good for?
Oh, you might like to suck on it, freeze it, you know, use it like an ice cube.
Now, pineapples are more sweet than sour, I think.
Right.
So, I don't know. I see these pineapple cores, and they're strange looking because they look like...
And I'm really never into juices too much anyway. We couldn't afford it when I was a child, you know, so we didn't have a lot of it except what we could, you know, make from our own fruit and so forth. You know, we weren't that bad off, really, basically, because we did a lot of our own planting and gathering fruit from the trees and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's just... You know, we didn't suffer all that much when I think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a different type of world.
And I love shoes to this day because you couldn't get shoes when I was a kid. My poor mother went without shoes, you know, I mean, any new shoes throughout the war because I was a kid and I just went through my shoes within a month. I had them all messed up. Mm. And I don't now. My shoes, I could have them for 20 years. Probably have them. Probably got a pair on right now. But... it's just amazing how you remember certain things that were scarce, you know.
Yeah.
And I still love shoes. I could buy a pair of shoes every day.
Well, it's, you know, I want to come back to Harding for a minute. You know, I the more I've read this book that Charlie let me read about Florence Harding, because next Thursday, I think, is the anniversary of his death, August the 2nd.
Right.
He... what kind of man do you think he was? I mean, I think he was a nice man, but we've learned so much about his picadillos with women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the book, there are at least three women who he had affairs with, possibly more. Can you be a good person and still have that going on?
Depends on how you define good, I guess. You know? I don't know. My grandfather knew him personally and did a lot of campaigning for him, I'm sure. And never heard my grandfather ever say a bad thing about him. And I didn't know that much about him, except I know my grandfather liked him really well. And he was into politics. And I have a nephew now that's going to law school and wants to do politics when he gets out. So somebody in the family is kind of, you know, taking on what my grandfather enjoyed doing too. And I also have to say that I have now a great nephew born into the family. And I guess he's really cute. I have not seen him. I've seen pictures of him. She, I think, got home from the hospital yesterday. She had some problems with the delivery. So she... produced this wonderful, beautiful child, I understand. They say he's cute, big blue eyes, really cute. And, of course, their father is a good-looking guy, too. So, and she is, too. She's a beautiful girl. And so they are a couple that wanted a child. And, boy, it sure tells. Because, you know, the child is so content and smiles, they say. And so that makes you feel really good when you know somebody wanted the baby. And so many people don't want them. And I feel so bad about that because... to have an unwanted child must be not only bad for the child, but not good for the parent either.
You know, what do you do if you get pregnant and you... I think you're... Well, I don't know. That's a big subject because we do have the ability to not have the baby now, but people don't seem to like that. I don't know what you do. Do you go ahead and have the baby even though you don't want it? I don't know. It's tough.
Well, of course, I don't believe in, you know, ending anyone's life, period, no matter what. But I do think that one has to think before they act. And I think this is something that I am concerned about with the young. And I watch television very limited when it comes to watching programs where these young girls are being molested and claiming to have all these relationships. And I just think there's a girl that's been on Dr., I believe, Phil's program, where she apparently says she's married to some foreign guy, I don't know, over there someplace. And she gets real mad. And he has had her on several times. And she's just sure she's right. He loves her and so forth. But I don't even think she's ever met him.
Well, you know, love is a funny thing. Because
but
I
how
don't.
How can you love and never meet the guy?
Well,
how
see,
do you
that's,
know you love him?
That's the question. Are people really in love? Is that. I think about that with the Hardings. Were Florence and Warren G, were they really in love? She didn't wear her wedding ring. She used to say things like, if I were, he listened to me and that's why he's president. You know, she was very much her own woman. Mm-hmm. And we know he was out having little trysts with other people. What was there really love there, do you think?
Well, they stayed together primarily, the way I understand it, because, you know, she probably would have liked to have been the president herself.
I think she would have. She was
and
very
maybe she would
woman.
Have been pretty good. I don't know. I don't know. I never met her.
See, I wonder what kind of a guy he was, because I'm starting to get the impression that she kind of ran the show.
I think so.
But yet, she let him go out and have his little...
Flings.
Yeah, flings. I guess that's a good way to put it. I
don't know. I think too much of myself to get myself into a situation like that. I could no way share my husband with some other woman. That would be very difficult. And I don't know. It's hard. And it's also hard to be married to a man that had been married before and had two children, which I did. And we got along great, and the kids were wonderful. And I will say that hopefully Craig will come home, and he's looking forward to coming home and coming up here to the radio station. You'll
yes.
probably never get him quieted down.
Oh, we'll have a good time.
Yeah, he is. He's a good kid. And so I'm looking forward to that. He's going to come and help me clean my garage. But he wanted to come when it was 100 degrees. I said, no way. I don't care whether you want to come or not. I'm not going out in any garage as hot as it is. It's too hot.
Whatever became of all your Christmas decorations?
Oh, they're in the garages. They're over at 1170, and they're back over at Brook Park Road, and I don't know where all they are. They're strung all around. Hal really enjoyed them. I have just been too busy trying to keep my head above water to really mess with them. I don't put them out anymore.
No.
I put out stuff in my house, but not out on the roof and in the yard, and I put all that stuff out.
Now,
we had some people stop one time when it was real icy and said, well, why don't you take your Christmas decorations down? And my husband looked at him and said, I don't want to break my decorations because they're frozen. And that's true. You pick them up and you can really ruin them.
Now, what kind of stuff did he have?
Oh, everything. He was into Santa Clauses. Somebody gave him a Santa Claus. And I think he had it as a child, and he just loved Santa Clauses. And remember, during the war, we didn't buy stuff like that. You know, it was very limited. And my aunt and uncle seemed to always be able to find this stuff, but my dad was not into that kind of stuff. And so we didn't have much of anything like that. So it was really fun to live in our house because every room was decorated to the hilt. And I mean that seriously.
You know, I think it's okay for people to do Santa Claus. I know there's a big debate there about, you know, Christmas being a religious holiday. Mm-hmm. But I think it's fun for kids. I don't see the negative side of it.
I don't either.
So if you want to decorate a tree, if you want to have talk about Santa Claus, if you want to have Frosty the Snowman, some of the music that has no religious significance is still very good music.
Right. And I think that adults shouldn't make fun of children or, you know, beat them down. I don't know how to say this. Let the child believe as long as he wants to. Why take that away from him? You know?
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
I don't know either. I don't believe in making children feel that they're different because they kind of like Santa Claus and believe that way. When I taught school, I never did a lot with it. I read the Christmas stories that we had, and we had some in our books, and we played games that they had out and things like that, but we didn't spend a lot of time on that because that wasn't part of the curriculum. But you can bring it in and make the children enjoy it.
Right. Right. And you can. And I know now Halloween is done away with in school. They call it harvest time now. And Christmas is kind of toned down a little bit from what it used to be.
Well, we love to go out at Halloween time because we got candy. Candy.
Yes, yes.
And during the war, you didn't get much candy. Parents made the candy, or the people that in our neighborhood made a plate of candy. And you sang a song for the people, and they gave you a plate of candy. Or cookies or whatever was on it.
People used to give apples.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. Apples and plums and grapes and all kinds of stuff.
But then came this whole idea that there was, you know, people putting stuff in.
Oh, yes, pins and all.
But, you know, was that really happening?
I don't know
that it really was. I mean, I think it's good to check out your candy, but I don't know if that was really happening.
I think we have some demented people that it could have possibly happened.
Well, what is wrong with people?
Well, they're sick.
Yeah, well, they,
you know, they need help. And why they want to hurt innocent little kids, I don't know.
Now, if I think somebody's insane, why can't I report that? I can, but nothing will be done. I mean, I think you should be allowed to report. Now, people could abuse that, but couldn't somebody go out and talk to them and say, boy, there really is something wrong with this person. We need to commit them. You can't even commit your own family members anymore.
I know.
I'd like to commit many members of my family. You know, I don't understand why.
Why let them suffer?
Yes, because they're nuts. So many of my aunts were crazy. I think most of them were. Most of them are.
I hope they don't hear you.
Well, I don't know how they got nuts. I don't know. I just have terrible luck with aunts. I don't know what that is. Did you? Well, your aunt.
I am a psychologist, but I don't.
Yeah, you gotta help me, Marge. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I'd like to meet him to see what's wrong.
Oh, you 5 minutes. You'd be ready to lock him up. Sign the papers. But you had an issue with your grandmother, step grandmother.
Step grandmother. See. Not grandma, oh, my goodness.
Well,
my grandmother was a wonderful, stately person.
But your step... Oh. But see, that's like my aunt's, is like your grandmother, step-grandmother. She was nuts, wasn't she?
I don't know how to describe her. I stayed away from her.
Would you like to have her locked up?
I don't really ever talk about her because I really don't know her. I stayed away from her.
But you said the one time you went and visited, she wasn't very kind.
Oh, no, she didn't like us. She didn't like me because my grandfather liked me.
Now, do you think she was nuts or just angry?
No, I think that she was unhappy that he had a granddaughter that he idolized, and he did idolize me. I know he liked me, and I know that he wrote me an awful nice note at my graduation time, and I didn't find it until years later, but saying that he knew that I would be successful in life. Because I was a hard worker and I was willing to listen. And that is something that I'm pretty decent at, is listening to people, and I enjoy that. And if I can help someone, I'll be more than happy. And I don't think about money when I was doing psychology. They didn't have any money. They didn't pay me. That was all right. If I helped them, got them on the right track, that's all I cared about.
Did you ever have to commit anybody?
Well, I mentioned that I did.
Now, that must have been tough.
It is hard. It's hard because there are a lot of things that cause people to, you know, have trouble with their mental issues. And there are a lot of people that press these people into it, making it thinking that they are crazy when they're really not. But if you talk about it enough and you push the person enough, you can make anybody, as my dad would say, yield to whatever they want you to do.
Well, you know, I think... Now, would you call your step-grandmother, was she mentally deficient, or was she just a...
She hated herself.
So she was a mental... She should have seen a psychologist.
Sure.
See, this is the problem. Now, I want to talk to you about this, Marge. It's serious, because I know a lot of people who go to the psychiatrist, and then they get medication... And they start to feel better, and then they stop taking the medication.
Right, and stop going to see him.
And then they just repeat the thing over.
Right.
Why do they do that?
Well, because a little bit, they think, goes a long ways. We'll take a few pills. I feel better. I don't have to, think about my mental issues anymore. And yet they're getting in that healing process, and they don't give it a chance. And then... they get into all kinds of trouble. And people are so easily led. And I was watching a show on TV where the young girl was saying yesterday that she got in with the wrong crowd. She was a good kid up until that point. Parents were proud of her and happy with her. And she was having a good life, and then she got in with the wrong crowd. Oh, just taste this. This isn't going to hurt you. It won't hurt you. Yeah, she's hooked.
Yeah.
She's hooked.
Well, see, that's the problem is I don't know, and I feel bad for them. I mean, I'm not angry with them, but I feel bad for them because they think that it was something in their life that gave them that mental problem. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't. It mm-hmm. was, I mean, you know, if you had diabetes mm-hmm. and somebody said you have to take shots, if you don't, you're going to die, mm-hmm. you would take the shots. You wouldn't just take the shots till you feel better. You would take them for the rest of your life because you don't mm-hmm. want to die. But with mental problems, that doesn't seem to be the case. They think when they feel better, okay, well, I don't need that. Couldn't have been the medicine that made me feel better. Mm-hmm. It has to be myself, which it's a weird, but I think it's the mental illness that tells them to stop taking the medicine.
Probably, but also people encourage things too. Medication is very expensive. And if you have a husband that drinks, and he thinks that's the most important thing in his life, forget about your medicine because you're not going to get it.
Well, also, a lot of people drink, and I know a lot of those medications you can't drink with.
That's right.
And they want to get back on the alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that is a serious problem.
It is very serious. I don't know. It's very difficult. This day and age is very difficult to sort out why people do what they do.
You know, I wonder, is alcoholism a physical problem or a mental problem?
I don't know. We used to debate that all the time. I don't know.
Because I think it's probably a mental problem. Because some people can have a couple beers and be fine and mm-hmm. stop and never mm-hmm. get on the outside. But there are some people who use it to escape their
problems.
Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their problems.
Yeah. Well, I never drank. I couldn't tell you what it tastes like because I don't know. Just never had a desire. I can also truly sit here and tell you I've never had a drink in my life. I don't know anything about what it tastes like. I don't even want to know what it tastes like. It's not anything I've ever wanted to do. And nobody made me that way. It's just that I belonged to a church group when I was a kid in the 8th and 9th grade, and they had little cards that you could sign saying that you would never drink or smoke. And so 8 of us signed the cards. And one of them just died here recently, and she never drank or smoked. I never drank and smoked. So I don't know. I've lost track of the other ones, but I'm sure none of us ever smoked or drank.
Now, I drank a martini at the Rainbow Room in New York, and it tastes like kerosene.
Yeah, probably.
It's very strong.
Is it?
Strong. And I don't know what you're supposed to do with that olive.
I don't know either.
They put that olive on that toothpick. And they drop it in. I must have had a vodka martini. I don't think it was gin. But it might have been. I don't know. But it was just, it tastes like kerosene. And the olive, I didn't know what to do with the olive. It's on a toothpick. I don't know what to do with it.
I don't know.
Maybe
either.
I should have squeezed it in the. Does anybody know how to drink a martini properly? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I'll tell you, those martinis, boy, they can relax your nerves. You take one of those, they are heavy-duty stuff. I don't know what you're supposed to do with the olive, though.
I don't know either. Maybe eat it. I don't know.
I don't like olives.
I do, and I don't. You know, I'll eat a green one with the pimento in it. But very seldom ever eat it. Well, I guess I have no reason to eat one, to tell you the truth.
That's one of the things when people order a pizza. If they have olives or green, or the, not green, the yellow peppers, I cannot stand yellow peppers, and I cannot stand olives.
I don't know. I don't care for peppers at all. I don't like anything that's got...
I can go green peppers, because I don't think green peppers have any...
I don't think they have much of a flavor.
No, they don't. And I can do those, but not those yellow ones. Mm. They taste too strange.
Or the red ones.
You know, when I was young, green peppers, some people called those mangoes.
Yes.
But are they mangoes, or are mangoes something different?
I don't know. We'll have to check that out. I don't really know.
One thing I used to like, and I haven't had it for a long time, is zucchini.
Yeah, I haven't had my dad raise zucchini. We used to eat a lot of zucchini.
Now
zucchini
did,
bread, zucchini soup.
Now the soup.
Now
the bread, I don't ever remember, but I zucchini soup. One of my grandmothers used to make the zucchini soup, and I really used to like that. I thought it had a very, but I probably haven't had zucchini soup in 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to love, I loved apple butter and zucchini soup.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, for a long time, I remember, you know, because when you're growing up, your parents want to teach you things. And I remember when I was growing up, they said, well, we'll let you order the pizza. Because, you know, you got to teach kids stuff. And I liked green peppers. But I called them mangoes because people called them mangoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that would always confuse the pizza people. Because I don't, they called them green peppers. Then we call them green peppers in the grocery store. So I'm not sure. A mango is something different.
I think they are.
I'm not farm. I don't really know anything about that. 740-383-9944. We've got a lot of questions here today. What do you do with the olive in a martini? Is a mango a green pepper? And what was the other question we had? Oh, do you have any crazy aunts you'd like to commit? Those are the questions we have today. Oh, and if you have any zucchini soup and you want to drop it off, I'll take it. 740-383-9944. But I hear people
eat. We might make a soup kitchen out of this place.
Well, I always liked the zucchini soup.
Mm-hmm.
There was something, and I'm not a big soup person. In fact, I despise tomato soup.
Oh, I don't like it either.
Oh,
no,
even
like
the
it.
Sight of it.
We didn't even have it very often at home that I can remember of. But they put it in spaghetti and stuff like that.
You know, there was this soup when I was in New York that was, it looked like tomato, you know, real thick and colorful. But it was yellow.
Ew.
And I wanted to try it, but I was fearful because I didn't know what it was. But it looks like tomato soup, but it's yellow.
Huh.
And it looked good,
but
I don't know what it was.
Hmm. Well, you know, I think it's interesting. I thought about having a cook show sometime. I think it would be fun to have people who know what they're talking about come in and talk about the different kinds of soups. Now, I am going to go and have soup now. You're making me very hungry because I love a particular place in town that serves wonderful soup.
Soup?
I've never had any bad soup there. It's wonderful.
I think we're getting a call.
Good.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
A mango is altogether different from a green pepper.
Now, what is a mango?
It's shaped more like an avocado.
Oh, okay. Is it a fruit or a vegetable?
I think it's a fruit. They're good. I mean, I just love them, but yeah.
Now, do they have a sweet taste?
Yeah, they do.
Now, have you heard a green pepper called a mango?
I have. I still call them mangoes.
Yeah, but they're...
But I do know the difference.
So a mango is actually a fruit that's kind of sweet.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, thank you for calling in.
You see, because I... Okay, so a mango is different than a green pepper. But you can call a green pepper a mango.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently a mango is a fruit. I'm going to have to try a mango because I've never had one.
Hmm. Well, what we should do is just bring some stuff in and try tasting it and seeing what the listening audience can tell us about.
Well, does anybody know what that yellow soup is? It looks like tomato, but it's yellow.
Mm-hmm.
What is that soup?
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. 740-383-9944 if you know the answer to this. And what do you do with the olive in a martini? There's got to be some drinkers out there who know what you're supposed to do with that olive.
Maybe they just put it in their mouth and swallow it.
Well, like tequila. Something about you put salt somewhere and then you take the tequila. I don't think I've ever had tequila. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. I know I've never had that, for sure.
I just wish I knew what that soup was that was yellow. I wish I had some zucchini soup.
Mm-hmm.
Now, zucchini bread sounds good. But, you know, it's one of those things, again, I don't think I've ever tried.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know the answer. We're getting a call here. Go ahead, caller.
How you doing, Dad? Hey.
Yes.
The olive, you're supposed to eat it And if they make it right, a martini is a pretty good drink. And your yellow soup, try squash.
Oh, squash.
Yes,
it could be squash.
That could be squash.
So you're supposed to put the olive in the martini.
Right, and then you're supposed to eat it later.
And eat it later. Okay, well, hey, I think
right.
That's...
And then your yellow soup is made with squash.
Now, how do you make squash soup?
You bring it down, you take it, you cut it up, you blend it down in a blender, and put it, and then cook it.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty good. Hey, thanks for the information. Bye-bye.
I'd like to hear from some other people that know a little bit about these vegetables or fruits.
So you're supposed to squeeze the olive, put it in the martini, and then eat it when you're done with the martini. I think I threw it away because I'm not an olive person. But
I like olives.
Well, I wonder how olives got tied in with martinis. Because all they don't dump it in the martini. It's on a toothpick.
Right.
Martinis have their own kind of glasses.
Yes.
Now, you know they have things called color teenies. Yeah. That's where you take the martini because gin and vodka both have no color.
Hmm.
But so you just put food coloring in there.
Oh.
And it looks good, but boy, it'll knock you out.
Hmm.
But squash soup. Well, that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Because squash is yellow.
We learn something every day, don't we?
We've learned that about mangoes and green peppers and squash. See, this is why the listening audience is 10 times smarter than... because there's just things we don't know about.
Well, I think it's really interesting because many times we just come on in here and it's just amazing how somebody can call in and boy, we can take off and they can take off and it's fun.
You know, I used to do, I did a show one time with Mike Nicolosi about wine.
Right.
Because wine, I don't know a whole lot about.
I don't either.
But he does. Boy, Mike Nicolosi, he is a wine expert. And I think he's got a wine cellar. He did
probably.
When I interviewed him.
A lot of men had wine cellars. My dad never drank.
Well, see, I don't know. Is it red wine that's good for your heart or white wine?
I think it's the red.
Now, the red is the sweet.
I think so.
And sherry is red wine.
I don't know.
Because I know a lot of older ladies who used to have... I think sherry was considered a woman's drink.
Probably.
And they would have a little tiny cup of sherry with their dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was for health reasons.
Right. If it wasn't, they made it for them.
They made it for health reasons. Put them to sleep. You know, some people have a little. Well, when you're sick, a lot of times they used to give you alcohol. Medicine used to be.
Oh, yeah, medicine has a lot of alcohol.
It has a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
So they really used to load you up. Hot toddies. Remember hot toddies?
I don't remember, but I remember hearing about them.
Now, what was a hot toddy made of?
I don't know.
Well, whiskey. I think there was whiskey in a hot toddy. What was in a hot toddy? Does anybody know that? We have about 5 minutes left. 740-383-9944. But it was supposed to be that alcohol killed what was ever in you. I don't know if you could give a child a hot toddy now.
Oh, I imagine you'd be accused of trying to kill him or something.
You'd be arrested.
Yes.
But if you boil it, does the alcohol go out of it?
I don't know.
Because
we need to have Charlie here to tell us some of this stuff.
Why it was? I think it used to be put in tea.
I think so.
Hot tea. And they would lace it with some kind of toddy, which I don't know what the toddy was.
Go ahead, caller. Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, but hot toddy, as you said, it was tea. You can put any kind of booze you want in it, and you put a little sugar in it.
Oh, so whatever you have on the shelf, you just dump in the tea?
Yep.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Yep.
Well, see, there you go. Whatever you have on the shelf, you just dump in the hot toddy. You make a cup of tea, put some sugar in there, and then booze it up.
I was thinking about that this morning. My tummy was kind of upset, and I used to always mother give us tea for it. And I thought, boy, I need to get some tea out here and some sugar and put that in there and drink that instead of coffee.
I can't remember, but there's a French or an Italian liqueur that is a panacea. It calms your stomach down.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called, though. But I did hear that. I don't know what it is.
I don't know
but
either.
But I don't know if you could give a child, like, bourbon. Could you put bourbon in a hot toddy? Now, I can see vodka, and I can see gin, but I don't know if you could put bourbon or, you know, anything really heavy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would be afraid to do any of that kind of stuff and send a kid off to school waving and weaving around.
Yeah, that's... Well, you know, at Christmas, there used to be a drink that was made with candy canes, and I think it was peppermint schnapps.
I heard about that.
Oh, boy. But you have too many of those, and you're out. You know what I think this year at Christmas? I'm going to slip my aunt some candy cane drinks, peppermint schnapps. They need some hot toddies. They need some mood looseners. They need something. They've got very cranky personalities.
Hmm.
They'll blame it on me. They'll say, oh, no, he's just hard to get along with. But that's not true, is it, Marge?
Nope. I've never found you.
No, but they'll tell me I'm
not. Oh, now Professor is here now. He can tell us all about this.
I bet he had a few hot toddies in his life.
We're talking about
hot toddies.
I've never had a hot toddy.
You've never had a hot toddy?
No, I've had everything else, I think.
You've eaten grasshopper legs and...
Speaking of tequila, you know there's a worm in every bottle of tequila.
Right, but what do you do with the salt? You put it on your...
You put it around the rim of the...
glass.
The goblet you're drinking out of.
Do you think it's... Have you ever had squash soup?
Yeah, I've had everything.
Is that yellow?
Yeah, but, well, it's yellow squash.
But
yeah.
Never a hot toddy?
No. But, not that I know of.
Did you ever know about the mango green pepper thing?
No, I was on the way in. Mangoes are consumed in greater quantity in the world than apples.
Real mangoes?
Mangoes, yes, the real mango. You can buy them in the, where you work.
Well, yeah, but we sell more green peppers than, I don't think I've ever sold a mango.
Well, they have them in a separate section. They're sweet, and they have a pretty good sized seed in them, but they are good.
Why do they call green peppers mango?
Well, some Italian years ago said, baby, I think this...
After a few hot toddies.
That's right.
So your mother never did the hot toddy thing?
No.
That would have been in your era, though, wouldn't it have?
Yeah, well, I suppose so.
So you can just dump any booze you want in there, apparently, and you have a hot toddy.
And speaking of yellow soup, there's a gazpacho soup.
Maybe
that's cold.
The soup had brown stuff in it,
yeah.
Like a circular brown.
It could be gazpacho, but gazpacho is generally cool, not hot.
What would the brown have been? Brown sugar? Sweeten up the squash?
It could be.
Could have been. Now, see, this was a real informative show this morning.
Yes, and I don't know about our friend over there. He's making up all these different kinds of things. You'll have these people all confused here.
Well, at Christmas now, I'm just going to not tell them. I'm just going to say, because you can put a little vodka in somebody's drink without them knowing it. Loosen up these aunts.
Well, I'm not going anywhere where you
are
serving.
No, just my aunts, because they are cranky.
You know what vodka is made from? Potatoes.
Oh. Well, they are full of potatoes.
In Russia, at least.
And on that note, we're going to break, come back in 10 minutes with the Exchange Club. Oh, lots to talk about today. Stay tuned.
Pagoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?